This Saturday in Chattanooga, Tennessee, people will gather to mark the recent discovery of a section of the Trail of Tears. The section later became a vital federal road during the Civil War. Shelley Andrews is executive director of the Friends of Moccasin Bend National Archaeological District. She describes the significance of the trail section.
People from North Georgia, Cherokees, were marched along that road and held here at Ross's Landing and were forcibly removed by the U.S. Army either along the Tennessee River or across Moccasin Bend.
Cherokee tribal officials are expected at Saturday's gathering. But Chattanooga-based Native American activist Tom Kunish says remembering a small section of the Trail of Tears isn't enough for the area.
Cherokee walked all over this place, and they haven't preserved other places. They haven't pursued the Camp Cherokee, the concentration camp where the Cherokee were kept, rounded up, and kept here in Chattanooga.
But Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Bill John Baker says he's proud to be taking part in this weekend's ceremony. He says the Cherokee continue to work with various entities to preserve historical sites along the Trail of Tears. For National Native News, I'm Chuck Kornbach.